Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Who would have guessed that the Chinese communists would improve their big country as much as they have in the last 30 years?
Charlie Munger is one of the board members of Berkshire Hathaway. He's like 90-something years old. And he is the main advisor to Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. He's both their personal lawyer. And Charlie Munger was on national television last week. And he said the goal is communist China. We want to be like communist China. We will arrest anybody we want for any reason if they don't do what the big corporations want. And the lady said, really? And he goes, absolutely. If we don't like what you're doing, Sonny, we just send you to a work camp. You say, why is he saying that? Well, he's not saying it because he's senile. He's saying it because he's an evil monster.
It was one of the most remarkable things that ever happened in the history of the world when a bunch of committed communists just looked at the prosperity of places like Singapore and said, the hell with this, we're not going to stay here in poverty. We're going to copy what works. And they changed communism. They just accepted Adam Smith and added it to their communism. And now we have communism with Chinese characteristics. We Americans would like to think that our free expression and allowing all kinds of opinion and all kinds of criticism of the government is totally essential part of the economy. And what the Chinese have proved is you can have a screamingly successful economy with a fairly controlling government.
I can play you Trudeau of Canada.
One of the challenges of previous governments is there was often sort of a hot or cold approach on China. We've been very much trying to be consistent in looking for economic opportunities, looking for ways to benefit from access to an extraordinary growing market of hundreds of millions of people who are part of the global middle class in China.
They all praise Xi Jinping and say he's the model. They have a fascination with authoritarianism, and this happens right before you have a big war. This is an authoritarian move by globalists and by the UN, and it's all announced, and it's all here. So then you ask, why the hell would they roll something out they know is going to do that? How are they going to get away with it? Because they're planning on launching something even bigger, a total financial collapse and or a major war or both, and they think that that will then cover up the last crime they committed. You only commit yourself to an assault like this that'll lay down and bankrupt society, known as the soft kill, if you're fully, absolutely committed. But first, here is the head of the global UN Rapid Reaction Force, Dr. Michael Ryan, telling you in April last year, 16 months ago, the plan.
We advised that all contacts should be quarantined. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
Did you hear that? Total power, total control, total martial law. The UN set the policy. And he said, well, there's sporadic or almost no cases. There are towns in Australia and in Canada shut down still a year and a half later. And major cities have been shut down again because they have one case. Or they go, oh, there's a Delta variant. And where'd it come from? This lab run by Fauci in the UN so they could fearmonger.
Gates has these incestuous relationships with Anthony Fauci that go back 20 years where he's, you know, paying Fauci, and they have all kinds of really corrupt financial entanglements with each other. They, you know, he brought Fauci to his house in 2000 and brought him into the den, sat him down and said, I want to have a partnership with you.
Well,
the way that Fauci explains it is that Fauci would develop the drugs and then pass them on to the drug companies, Merck, Sanofi, Gilead, Johnson & Johnson. Gates would then guarantee markets in Africa through his control of WHO. He can require those countries to buy the vaccines from these companies, and he then is invested in the companies.
Now you got Charlie Munger, a Rockefeller operative, head lawyer for Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, saying, I want to live like communist China. I want to arrest anybody I don't like. See how it works? And now the Rockefeller Foundation is in charge of the entire federal government's medical response. Bill Gates had to step down. His foundation got removed from command. And what did I tell you hundreds of times last year and a half? Who was in command of Bill Gates? Who was in command? Who was in command? Who was in command? Rockefeller Foundation. Who was in command?
X2 has been our number one bestseller over the years. Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the good halogen. It is essential for all actions in the body. You must have it to live. The UN estimates 2 billion plus people have cognitive disabilities because they don't have enough iodine. We have X2 in two different bottles, same amount in each bottle, but one has a spray top, one has a dropper top. 60% off on the spray top, 40% off on the dropper top for a limited time because they're both selling out. I want to thank all of the supporters that have gotten these over the years. They're amazing, so that's a great deal for you to stock up on it. But this deal is really for folks that have been on the fence and haven't experienced the good halogen for yourself. So, X2, the dropper bottle and the spray bottle, 60 and 40% off for a limited time because it's selling out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to keep this sale going until it sells out. It'll probably take about 2 weeks. Don't procrastinate. Take advantage of this special right now at InfoWarsStore.com and check out the new products we just got in as well.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Today is the first full day of the New World Order. Outdoor gatherings are limited to 2 people. Exercise is allowed, but no further than a 10-kilometre radius from your home. Browsing in shops is not permitted. Only 1 person per household may leave to do essential shopping. And from tomorrow, funerals are limited to 10 people.
This is a world pandemic. It's a 1-in-100-year event. So you can expect that we will have transmission from time to time, and that's just the way it is. We've got to accept that this is the new world order. We've got to accept that this is the new world order. This is the new world order. This is the new world order.
Today is the first full day of the new world order. The new world order. The new world, new world, new world order.
I want to be straight with you. There will be no return to the old normal for the foreseeable future. I repeat. There will be no return to the old normal for the foreseeable future.
So people assume we are just going back to the good old world, which we had, and everything will be normal again in how we are used to normal, in the old fashion. This is, let's say, fiction. It will not happen.
A vaccine on its own will not end the pandemic. Surveillance will need to continue. People will still need to be tested, isolated, and cared for. Contacts will still need to be traced and quarantined. Communities will still need to be engaged.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
New world order.
We can find meaning and reward by serving some higher purpose than ourselves. A shining purpose. The illumination of 1,000 points of light.
It's no longer a theory. What I'm about to say is fact. The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret. They have planned and are now leading us into a one-world communist government. This is terrorism of the most worst kind, brought on you by our own government.
To lead in shaping a new world order for the 21st century.
It was just last week the Pope announced world government, the Australian government announced world government, and permanent lockdowns. And now the UN has come out over the weekend and said, life will never go back to normal, you will always wear masks, and you will be controlled by an app on your phone that tells you when you can go outside and where you can go. So they're leaping into total absolute tyranny all at once. All the major governments are working in concert together, except for a handful that are not under globalist control. They're all under siege, though. Those are fighting back, like Hungary and Romania and Brazil. And the U.S. Has basically already been taken over at the federal level, though there is major opposition here, the most opposition to the New World Order there is on the planet. But the enemy is pouring everything they've got into the takeover. We have big tech openly working with governments and authoritarian regimes around the world to suppress their populations and to suppress us. It's incredible. You have the Surgeon General coming out and saying that the Rockefeller Foundation is in charge of U.S. health policy. It was Bill Gates, and I told you before it was even announced 4 months ago that he was being removed from command, according to my high-level sources that have seldom been wrong. I could also look at the tea leaves and tell you that was the case. And now you've seen the halo move from him to the Rockefeller Foundation to now be in charge. It was always the Rockefeller Foundation that was running Gates. The director of the CIA is the former head of the Carnegie Endowment. He stepped down 8 months ago to take over. So we're seeing the project of the robber barons, the project of the British royalty, the project of Cecil Rhodes expanded against us right now. And how do these three big stacks tie together? The U.S. Surgeon General Rockefeller Foundation announced big initiatives to address urgent threat of vaccine misinformation, which is the actual truth. Doesn't protect you from COVID viruses. They now admit that. It makes you very, very sick. Attacks your ovaries. Attacks your brain and heart. And they got half the public won't take it. And they need to get 80, 90% to do it so they can bully that 10% and bring in tyranny against them. But they can't bully 30, 40%, 50, 50%. And as soon as the public realizes they've been poisoned, which is starting to happen, they're going to be in deep trouble. So they need to hurt and maim and kill as many of us with the soft kill weapons so that nobody's healthy in a year or two when this dawns on folks. I mean, this is not rhetoric. This is happening. Continuing, Democrats want to monitor your text and use aggressive fact checkers to dispel vaccine misinformation. It's already been announced. White House flagging posts for Facebook to censor over COVID misinformation. And who directs that? The Rockefeller and Carnegie Endowment through a, quote, anti-racist organization funded itself, again, by the ADLs and the Poverty Law Center. They're now listening. If you criticize open borders, if you criticize lockdowns, if you criticize any of it, you are a terrorist. That's in the national directives that are now public. And that ties in with Biden administration announced a censorship bureau that will spy on Americans. Continuing, who runs that censorship bureau? Oh, well, it's Jen Psaki and the Democrats. You trust this crew to determine which political speech counts as disinformation and which American citizens should be barred from social media, right? Jen Psaki famously said that she'd been told by dozens of intel officials that it was Russians lying about the laptop and it didn't exist, but Hunter now admits it does exist and it is his laptop. Oh, and look at this. Emails confirm Hunter Biden wrote Facebook's Adam Connor and had him remove account that attacked him. Yes, that's your fact checker. He's also a journalism professor with an honorary degree now, teaching in New Orleans. He's Hunter, the Chinese spy, crackhead, pedophile, Hunter. That's your fact checkers. And that ties into this. They had a bunch of DHS officials, both current and former, from the Clinton, Obama, and now Biden dictatorship, coming out and saying over the weekend on all the news shows that the Republican Party is now the number one national security threat. Told you that's what that big national announcement did a month ago, declaring anybody questions elections, anybody questions open borders, anybody questions anything. Anybody questions lockdowns? Oh, you are a white supremacist, and they define that as terrorism. They can define whatever they want. They're dictators getting ready for war with the American people. That all ties in, and we will tie it in, next segment to this key stack of news right here. And that is the communist Chinese hacking into Microsoft. They didn't hack into Microsoft. Bill Gates gave them full access to it, along with the current head. And I told you this years ago. I'm going to tell you the rest of the story when we come back. They're just covering their bases right now so that China can leverage its power and control over us and hold us hostage, and we'll have little excuses and reasons why. And that ties into this next story. U.S. accuses Chinese intelligence agents of masterminding hacks on Microsoft and others worldwide. Leaks expose global abuse of cyber weapon to target politicians, activists, and journalists by Israel. We'll talk about that when we come back. That's Reuters, Israel's firm spyware used to target journalists' cell phones. Big story there. But what's the rest of the story? We'll be getting into all of it in the next segment. Then, free humanity is really pushing back around the world. Millions of people protested in France, but they would only show one shot of one square. It was clearly over 100,000 against the ongoing lockdowns, against all the things that are being pushed right now, the forced inoculations, the total tyranny. So good for the French standing up, because it's coming here next with the UN announcing and pushing their permanent lockdown. That is the headline of the main broadcast show today. I hope you'll share it from Infowars.com. Planetary tyranny is here. UN announces permanent lockdown. You wake up and the UN's in charge of your speech, your medicine, your life, and leaving your house and rolling out the new digital ID on your smartphone to be able to even have a life.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky? Knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A very positive thing to say, and it's a maxim that really upsets the globalist, and if it got big enough, it could bring down their new world order, their transhumanist post-human tyranny. We'll still have corruption, we'll still have problems, we'll still be fallen creatures, but we'll be in a lot better position. And that's Alex Jones was right. And there's another hashtag going around now where people just basically say it's Alex Jones's world, we're just living in it. I'm not arrogant, and I don't think that at all. It's not Alex Jones's world, and we're certainly not just living in that. It's Satan's world. And he's got a lease on it for a limited number of time to test us, and then it'll be taken away from him. And whether you believe in a literal devil or not, the devil believes in you. And you study these globalists, they are the most vicious, hateful, cunning, soulless people you can imagine, and they do serve an evil force, and they will tell you they do. So just keep that in the back of your mind when we're understanding this, that as negative as things get, praise God, God's real, and prophecy is being fulfilled. And just as the Bible says, the church will fall away and endorse the Antichrist, but then the Antichrist will start killing everybody after running stuff really nice for a while and giving people all these wonders and all this great science and all this life extension. It's really human science they've been suppressing. It's all a magic trick, but then he will turn on the planet and start killing people en masse. Well, they're already doing it. And so if this isn't the beginning of the end times, I don't know what is. Or if God isn't real, the devil isn't real, we've just manifested what people imagined 2,000 years ago in the desert of Israel. The desert of Palestine, whatever you want to call it. So that's where we are right now, and let me just do this. I'm going to come back next segment and hit the huge U.S. accuses Chinese intelligence of masterminding hacks of Microsoft and other worldwide and kind of unpack that. And why is there an even bigger story dwarfing that about an Israeli firm spying on the press? Which, by the way, I think is terrible, and if it's true, they should go to prison. But why is that being reported on? And that's a bigger story than China hacking billions of files. Well, I've got the rest of the story for you, and we're going to break it all down coming up on the other side. And then the huge COVID-19 global lockdown part two is already here. It'll be here very, very soon. It'll be announced in Los Angeles and other areas within a month or two, maximum, in my view. But the Federal Reserve last week said they're preparing for more lockdowns. That's why the stock market's plunged. As of going live, 700 points. Let's look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Maybe put that on screen for folks. But we're going to be looking at all that. But Yellen said, it looks like more lockdowns are going to be needed, which, again, destroys the real economy, puts everybody deeper into debt. The government gives you inflated currency, which furthers inflation, and then pretends like it's a lifeboat while they're busy trying to push you under the water. Well, it was down 700. Now it's down 445. So we'll watch all of that as it unfolds today. But let me just do this, because this is something exciting, and it's something that really is a win-win-win-win-win-win-win, and is the next level 360 win. Everything I've ever done here is from my philosophy that I didn't give a name 27 years ago, but that I did in the last decade, and that's a 360 win, or what would be called in science a non-zero-sum game. people believe that there's only a pie this big and you got to have winners, you got to have losers. But with the technology and with our ingenuity and with our minds, if we turn loose innovation and celebrate competitiveness and celebrate the individual, humans can basically do anything we want. We can do horrible things. We can do mediocre things. We can do incredibly powerful, amazing, beautiful things, good things. And it really is up to what we want to do with the power God's given us with these incredible brains and our incredible imagination and ingenuity. But I've never seen a 360 like this. Mike Lindell, who's coming on in the third hour today of MyPillow, gets criticized a lot for being extremely optimistic and saying we're going to reinstate Trump, we're going to expose Biden, we're going to remove this dictator. And then he's put his everything on the line. He's been sued by all these top companies. It cost tens of millions of dollars conservatively just to fight those in the opening phases. He has been stalked. He has been attacked. He has been harassed behind the scenes. He doesn't make a big deal about it, but he stays on the road just for his own safety. The stuff I've been through, the stuff Trump's been through, I don't even want to imagine what Mike Lindell's been through. So we should imagine Trump's going to be reinstated. We should imagine we're going to reverse the fraudulent election. Because we better, or they're going to submit the fraud they engaged in and do it again at the midterms in 16 months. And they're never going to let us get to the midterms. They're going to trigger a civil war before then. That's clear. They now admit it. And they're saying their political opposition are terrorists. They're saying the Republican Party is the number one terror threat now. To the official terror report that they put out a month ago where Biden says official policy, anybody opposes me is a terrorist. The logical extension is now the Republican Party. And I've got the clips. I've got the article right here. I'll show it to you when we come back. So we better get on the march. We better get in the face of the system and not keep our heads down, because they're going for broke to get rid of all checks and balances and to trigger social crises in the country that are the cover for a complete total takeover. So my relationship, and I wish I'd have called Lindell 5 months ago. Roger Stone gave me his number, and I thought, Mike Lindell's so busy and whatever. I'm not even going to call Mike Lindell. And I called him a few months ago, finally got him on the air, and he just does a great job, and we should all really support him. Separately, the guy has a lot of great products. And so he said, hey, would you like to partner with us? I'll give your fans the biggest discount we give, up to 60% off on our sheets, on our new beds, on our pillows, of course, on the towels that are awesome. It's all, you know, made right here in America. Thousands of American employees up in Minnesota and several other states. The American dream. And I said, yes, but please. So he gave us up to 60% off with promo code Alex. And boom, they ended up calling us last week saying, hey, do you want your money? I said, oh, we kind of forgot. We did that one plug promo code. And it was a substantive amount. It wasn't hundreds of thousands. It wasn't millions. But, I mean, it was a nice chunk of change. And it was actually 100% of that money. You know, if you get $50,000, because he gave us half the profit from his sales, and he didn't make a huge profit at that big a discount, but the volume was so huge, that's actually $50,000. That's not $50,000 of supplements sold, and then we have $20,000 to work with. That's actually $50,000. And so, praise God. I've been praying to have the funds. We've been in the red most of the year. My house is in the process of being sold right now. We had to do some repairs on it. I mean, I'm all in, like the widows might. And boom, it was like dropped in my lap by Roger Stone. I didn't take action on it. It's not even a pride thing. I just get busy and, you know, I'm so used to having to raise our own money and sell our own things that why did I partner with somebody? Well, they've gone after all our other sponsors and ran them off. Well, here's a guy in the same boat as me they've been targeting and persecuting, and we're brothers in arms, so it's a perfect 360. So, MyPillow.com, promo code Alex, and it's the biggest discount he does. Everybody needs new pillows. Everybody needs some more sheets. These are high quality, very low price. Everybody needs to support people that support freedom and are fighting as hard as hell against the tyrants. So if you don't go to MyPillow.com and buy some great products, you know, towels, you name it, with promo code Alex, then you're crazy. I mean, these are high quality products. You're funding two champion organizations of liberty, a complete 360 win. This is just an incredible blessing. Thank you, Mike Lindell, and thank you all for going to MyPillow.com and your support. Jacob in Ohio. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the InfoWars.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products. Alpha Power, even at 29, if you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
I look into someone's eyes again, and it's been all so long. I never went and talked again. I tried to silence
my friends, we are witnessing everything we warned of. In fact, I was this morning brushing my teeth about 6 a.m., staring into my bloodshot eye. And I just thought about, you got to go on air and slow down and get calm, because you got so much news, you get hyped up, you want to cover it all. You need to slow down, Alex, and just talk to the people about the historical point we're at. Because we're already at a point of no return, going into world government, going into depopulation. It's going to be hellish what we face. And the good news is, at least you know. The general public does not know this stuff. And I've had to get my family convinced, who are smart people, and then now they're saying, okay, what do we do? And that's the rest of the equation. We have some resources, nothing like these globalists, and we don't know what to do either. We're all in this together. And that's why we don't want to believe these bad things are happening, as incrementally they get away with more, more, more. This is all basic psychology. And when we push back, they stop. And even pull back a little. And as soon as we go back to our business, they push forward even harder. And then we push back. Then they push again. But over time, they're moving forward. And it really scared them when Trump got in and Bolsonaro got in. So they slipped their double agent in, Boris Johnson. He was in there already, but agent in place, as they say. And they have just accelerated their whole program. And it's going to weigh society down to collapse point, which is their plan, when you've got a large percentage of people with degenerative diseases, cognitive diseases, cardiovascular diseases, infertility, just at a mass scale. And they're going to say new variants, just like we predicted. It's all very easy. New variants of COVID is why everybody's dying this year and next year. And you're like, well, I took five COVID vaccines. Oh, we're sorry. That's funny. I took the shots. I got real sick. Well, you just need more. And I always talked about this psychology. It's the psychology of people I know that buy lottery tickets. And look, if you got plenty of money and you like to buy them because they're fun and it messes with your dopamine and, you know, you like to gamble, that's your issue. I don't like gambling on things that don't matter or just for money. And I like a poker game and, you know, bet a few $100 maybe just to make it fun, just to have some interest in it. Or maybe you bet at the deer camp that year $1,000. Who can shoot the biggest deer? You know, the best rack. I mean, I've done that kind of stuff. Okay, it makes it more interesting. But I bet on fighting tyranny, my blood, my name, my honor, my will. That's where I'm putting my energy, is putting skin in the game out in the street, where I can get killed fighting these globalists because of their operatives. But that said, just pulling back and realizing how evil these people are, that they're really made their move, and that the type of folks that buy a lottery ticket, the more they get scammed by the ticket, the more they get deeper into the debt, the more that their paycheck isn't going to pay for their children's food and clothing and housing and electricity and medicine, the more they bet on the leftist ideology. And I've likened it many times. You've heard me tell the story of, there was a GCN talk show host I knew. This was like 20 years ago. And he had a popular show. He was a young man on the afternoon. And I tuned into the show and I heard him saying, I'm raising money from these Nigerians. And they're going to send me all this money, and you ought to get invested with them too. And I called up the owner of the company, Ted Anderson, and I said, you got to tell him that's a scam. Either he's involved in it, or the talk show is involved, or he's an idiot. And, of course, it turned out that he was young and stupid and wanted to believe that he had given $10,000 or whatever it was, I don't remember, to the Nigerians, and that he was going to get $1 million back. And I've known people personally who were pretty successful in business, but they were still that gambler type who would get the email from the Nigerians or other online scams and would give them $1,000 to get $10,000 back. And then, oh, sorry, we can't give you the $10,000 now. We need $2,000 more, but now you'll get $30,000. And once you'd put in $5,000, $10,000, these people would get mad at you if you explained that you're being rope-a-doped. And it's basic psychology. And that's what these so-called shots are. They're not vaccines. A real vaccine gives you immunity for 10 years to life. That's an attenuated virus or bacteria. Your body learns how to beat it. That's a real technology. It's got problems. They can spike them. They've got histories of chaining them. but it's real. This has nothing to do with vaccine. Just like injecting you with cyanide, it's not a vaccine, it's a deadly poison. Or plugging an electrical cord into you and turning it on and electrocuting you. You know, if I walk up and throw a fan or a radio that's on into your bathtub and kill you, I'm sending electricity into your body, but that's not a vaccine. They just call putting things in a needle in you a vaccine and say safe and effective over and over again. This is called failing forward, or too evil to fail, or too corrupt to fail. Oh, you're worried about our old tainted vaccines? We're going to give you gene therapies that on record in animal studies cause massive blood clots, brain damage, Alzheimer's, infertility, the list goes on and on. And now all of that is happening just like the most prestigious scientist in the world all said. The Nobel Prize winners, the Pfizer chief scientists, the head EU advisors, all of them. And it was dead on science, and they said, we don't get how this is happening. This is so well known. Like if you run over somebody in an 18-wheeler going 100 miles an hour and you hit them dead on, they're going to die. Or you shoot somebody in the head with a .357 Magnum six times at point-blank range, they're going to die. Or if you pour gasoline on somebody, a gallon of gas, and light them on fire, they're going to die. Or if I hit you in the face with a hammer, it's going to hurt. I mean, they're doing this. There isn't any question about it, none of it. And the thing is, they're all wild-eyed and crazy up there. You look at the spokespersons for Biden. I mean, they just intend to go forward with this. So you got people suckered into the system and the social contract, not knowing it's been broken. And they don't know what to do, so they're scared. So all they do is keep complying. And we can all say, well, they're dumb suckers. Let them get killed. Let them get hurt. It's going to collapse the civilization. And the worse it gets, the more crazy the mass is going to get. When the people killing them and maiming them and bankrupting them are already telling them, oh, you got to take a third or fourth shot because Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson wouldn't take their shots. And because Sally Johnson wouldn't take hers and Bob Sanchez wouldn't take his and David Chang wouldn't take his and Leroy Brown wouldn't take his. And they're already doing it. You can see the scripting. A year ago, we said, then they'll blame those of us that don't take it on why new variants are out, when their own studies show injecting people with this doesn't create a virus. It creates a synthetic, toxic, replicating pollution of a spike protein that eats holes in your tissue. Just like alien blood, aliens aren't real from the movie Alien and Aliens. But remember their blood, it just keeps eating through things. Well, that's what this does. A spike protein replicates in your cells. Your body replicates the spike protein to supposedly stop the virus? What? Then it spreads and infects your body and colonizes your body. A little protein crystal, a prion, a form of what gives you spongiform encephalopathy. It's not enough to hit you with all the hydrofluorosilicic acid. It's not enough to hit you with all the electrified fluoride. And they're just doing it to you. So, this is it. And there are already 100 million people at least in the U.S. walking around with prions growing in them. And the sicker you get, the more shots they give you. Oh, you're having brain fog? You're really sick? You feel like you have the flu? You're a long hauler now. You're going to have COVID forever. You need 10 shots a year. And then they kill you with the drugs that are supposed to treat it, just like Fauci did with AZT and other drugs.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know, here's what I want to do in the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. If you're an internet viewer that forgets talk radio, the reason I say Alex Jones Show at the start of every segment is the radio stations will drop the show if I don't. And I understand why. That's how the ratings work for radio still. It's all name recognition. And we're on hundreds of great radio stations. If you're listening to those stations, please support them. That's one reason they tried to deplatform us in the last 3 years. We stayed on air. So those stations are extremely precious, especially if Biden puts in the internet kill switch, which is simply millions of sites that are blocked from access. You'll still be able to get us on local radio stations, and you'll still be able to get us off of their streams. Because the kill switch will be illegal, but it's already being incrementally put in, and the beta test was yours truly, and then Donald Trump, where he's been taken off of everything. That is a selective internet kill switch. It's how it was designed to be used. That's why Psaki's up with a straight face going, only authoritative sources will be allowed to see our COVID information. Hunter Biden did not have a laptop. The Chinese are not hacking us. The virus did not come from Wuhan. On and on and on and on. So it's all here. So let's get into the big news. U.S. accuses Chinese intelligence agents of masterminding hacks on Microsoft and others worldwide. We reported this 3.5 years ago when Bill Gates was over in China along with Tim Cook of Apple saying, we're giving China access to all our networks. And I thought it was crazy when the Pentagon gave Microsoft the contract for cloud computing. I mean, you can't trust Apple. You can't trust Google. You can't trust any of them. But Microsoft is Chi-com. I mean, Bill Gates, look it up, started China in the early 1990s with modern computers and merging. I mean, this guy's incredible. Look it up. Bill Gates, quote, modernized China's internet. He is the only guy first allowed in there because he's so damn evil. He is a Chinaphile. Oh, they had a great COVID response. We had a bad response. Oh, my lawyer, Charlie Munger, he loves them. They're dictators. On and on and on. Bill Gates is Rockefeller Foundation manager. Charlie Munger literally is the top advisor to the Chi-coms. Okay. So, when you read this crap, this is now because there's a bunch of pushback with a few patriots left the Pentagon and other places about how the hell is the Pentagon's coordinated computers worldwide, the most top secret stuff run by Microsoft when they've been given the keys to the Chinese. And if you don't believe me, Trump didn't even know this 3.5 years ago about these companies. And that's when I was finally told, if you do it again, you're dead. Well, I didn't stop, and I'm not asking to be killed. I don't want to be killed. But remember, the headlines were, General Kelly's job is to keep Alex Jones away from Trump. Well, I got to a Fox News host that talks to Trump, not Tucker Carlson, another one. And I said, hey, you know this Reuters article about how Apple has given its code keys to communist China? It was in Reuters. No one even, he didn't know. Apple gave all their code keys 4 years ago to the Chinese. So when you read this, ladies and gentlemen, and you hear about, oh, they hacked into things, they don't need to hack in. Trump finally woke up in his last year about Huawei and the Chi-coms and all of it. Because they can then, with those devices, take over any device that's in their area. You understand? With the 5G. Because the 5G is meant to control all us. It's just that this other globalist faction wants control of the 5G. They don't want the Chi-coms having it. There's only a turf battle over controlling us and all the driverless cars and drones and systems that 5G controls. All right, next. Leak exposes global abuse of cyber spying weapon to get politicians, activists, and journalists. So Zero Hedge started breaking this a few days ago, and then it came out in Reuters today about the Israelis. Okay. If an Israeli firm hacked into journalists' phones, I think they should be arrested and put in prison. And it's terrible, and it's horrible, and it's just a horrible thing of the Israeli government's involved. When you read this article, it talks about dozens of journalists having an app that they didn't know was hacking them. So I say we give these Israelis life in prison. Now, what do we do to Jen Psaki saying that they are spying on everybody's text messages in live time, and that they want an internet kill switch to control what email you can send, and then given the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL access to this with 200,000 trainees that are in big tech. Project Veritas got the video of this 2 years ago, that the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL have trained 200,000 people in big tech in their training course about what's white supremacist, what's evil, what's bad, what they've got to block. And now they're saying questioning elections you can't do. Now they're saying questioning medical information you can't do. Totally silencing you. Now, the truth is, caller ID is run through an Israeli company, and Israel's got control of most of the phone lines and their data tracking, and that was done a long time ago, and that's terrible, and that's wrong. But you notice you don't hear about that. Instead, you hear out of Reuters, Israeli firm spyware used to target journalists' cell phones report. Oh, big story breaking today. You know, an Israeli company spyware was used in an attempt and successful hacks of 37 smartphones belonged to journalists, government officials, and human rights activists around the world, according to an investigation by 17 media organizations published on Sunday. Big tech and big media and fact checkers at CNN and MSNBC have dual hat access to your cell phones in live time and your private messages. That's all come out. They're reading your emails in live time. They're spying on you, big tech spying on you, and then interfacing with the Obama administration, part two, the Biden administration, to do all this. So, 17 media organizations got together to expose Israel or an Israeli group spying on journalists. Good. You caught somebody stealing a hamburger from a hamburger shop. Put them in prison for life. Hell, if a jury says it, execute them. Now, why are we focused on this when the communist Chinese are running everything, spying on everything, have the code keys, and now it's coming out that, oh, all the Microsoft users, Chinese, are spying on you, and billions of files, because Bill Gates set it up that way, and Charlie Munger says, don't worry about it, Sonny, China's going to run America. See, this is trillions of times worse than what the Israelis did, and I guarantee all the white supremacists are going to freak out and say, there's Jones covering up for Israel. That's not what I'm doing. I'm saying, why is this the top story in the country about Israel spying on journalists? It's wrong. It's not good. And of course, I'm being sarcastic. Don't execute them. I'm just saying, what is the level of punishment for Bill Gates versus what's happening with the Israelis? It's all a distraction. Just like saying, oh, China hacked Microsoft. China didn't hack Microsoft. Bill Gates basically moved his operations to China to be dominant and to have sweetheart deals and to consolidate power because he's a sociopathic, greedy monster. This is a distraction, the whole Israel thing, from, look at this Ben Garrison cartoon, the fourth branch of government, the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, now the entire corporate media in your life spying on you and saying they're going to control what you can say and what you can do on your text messages in live time. And the Rockefeller Foundation is going to tell them what can be said and what can't be said. Who's telling you the Rockefeller Foundation was quarterbacking all this behind the scenes? I'm the only one. And by the way, it's not about being Mr. Smarty Pants. I'm like, I'm right again. I'm not making any of this up. And as soon as everybody realizes that I'm not making this stuff up, we make occasional mistakes, but not on purpose. As soon as you figure that out, it's game over, ladies and gentlemen. It's absolute game over. So that's just part of this. But then you've got this other huge article with the Biden administration coming out. This is such a key Zero Hedge article. It's on InfoWars.com as well. Now that they're saying Republican Party is the number one national security threat to the United States of America, and they talk about how dangerous it is and how out of control, I'm going to open the phones up next hour specifically for a certain group of people. I will tell you who that group of people is. When we come back, please stay with us. Separately, we're running out of the deep earth crystal, super high quality iodine that is so essential for your libido, your energy, your stamina, your immune system. It is essential. Without iodine, you die. Most iodine is bound into other things. You don't absorb it right. Most people have iodine deficiencies. Even the UN estimates over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. They hit us with a bad halogen to block the good iodine. Fluoride blocks iodine, so it takes more iodine to override it. With all the iodine that's been depleted, you need to supplement. We have the best out there. It's 60% off in the spray bottle, the same amount that's in the dropper bottle. I'm just discounting the spray bottles. We got more of that. And we've got 40% off on the dropper bottle, but they're going to sell out in the next week or so. At least the spray bottle will. And you've got to try it. It's a win-win, funds the operation, and it's amazing. Get X2, the deep earth halogen, purest iodine, atomic iodine you can find anywhere at InfoWarsStore.com for 60% off, but it's selling out. Take advantage of that now and fund the second American revolution against the globalists. We'll be right back in hour number two.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Ladies and